The University of Hawaii is back in session, and that means more commuters on the road. At UH Manoa, many of those cars may have trouble finding a place to park once they arrive on campus. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us to discuss that challenge. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. So yeah, everyone this week has probably heard the warnings to expect worse traffic on the roads on Oahu because UH is back in session. And at the flagship campus in Manoa, that means there's about an additional 15,000 people on the road that weren't there the week before. And that doesn't even take into account UH West Oahu and the various community colleges around the island. So it is quite a significant increase. And for those of us who aren't going to campus, we just have to deal with the extra traffic. But for the students and staff who are going, they have another problem when they get there, and that's trying to find parking. And there just simply aren't enough parking spots for every student and employee to get one, to get a space on campus. I spoke with Noelani Aga, who's from the UH Manoa Commuter Services Office, to get a better sense of the challenge they're facing.
There's about 5,000 or so stalls campus-wide. Enrollment for this year, it's about 17,000. So if we're giving parking permits to faculty, staff, and students, of course the 5,000 is definitely not going to be enough. So unfortunately, that means some of the undergrad students aren't able to get parking permits, but we do have alternative means for them to get on campus.
And we'll talk about some of those alternative means a little bit later, but as Noelani said, 17,000 undergraduate students enrolled at UH Manoa this semester. That's on top of several thousand employees, so faculty and administrators and support staff. And they are all, under their union contract, required to have the option to purchase parking. So before any students get a crack at it, those employees have to go first. So just keep that number in mind, 5,000 stalls, as we kind of go through some of the numbers. This year, according to the university, there are about 3,500 students living on campus. So that means there's still, you know, more than 10,000, 12,000, 13,000 students that are not living on the campus that need to get there every day. And we don't know where exactly they're all coming from, but anecdotally, talking to people, a lot of them are living pretty far away in West Oahu or Central Oahu, which means that biking or public transit isn't necessarily as feasible for them. One of those students who I spoke with is a third-year undergraduate. Her name is Kanoena Singh. She lives in Mililani, which is where she went to high school and grew up. And she drives to campus every day. And we heard earlier that not every undergrad can get a semester-long parking pass. Kanoena is one of those who has not been able to get one. She's never gotten one yet. And so I talked to her a little bit about how she's been dealing with that and how that affects her life.
Oh, this past school year has been kind of a headache. I would leave home anywhere between 4 and 5:30, depending on what time my first class started. They only sold about 150 of the daily passes, so I had to be one of the first 150 students to buy those since I didn't have a parking permit. So we kind of established a schedule to do carpooling now because they have carpooling passes, but it kind of takes a toll on all of us since we have to wake up for each other's different schedules and leaving at different times.
So what she was describing there is there are these semester-long parking passes that students and faculty can get, and then of that, those take up a certain portion of those 5,000 stalls that we heard about earlier, and then another smaller percentage of them are reserved for daily parking passes. So people probably use that like when they go to a sporting event or go up just during the day for a meeting or something. There are spots that are held in these daily lots. And so these students who commute by car but don't qualify for a semester-long pass have to compete for these daily passes. And so that's why they're getting there so early. A lot of them end up having to go and park in neighborhoods, Manoa or Palolo or wherever, if those daily lots fill up. So it really does become this highly competitive thing. And the reason that a student like Kanoena isn't qualifying for a pass is because they're done based off seniority. So the employees go first, and then graduate students, and then undergrads. And then, you know,
it's a pecking order.
Exactly. And and then within the undergraduate population, seniors and then juniors and so on. And so Kanoena said that for most undergrads, they're not even getting the option to buy a pass until maybe their second semester junior year, but oftentimes not until their senior year. So they have to come up with these other options. And you might be thinking at this point, well, why not just build more parking? It seems like a pretty obvious solution. The university administration has said they don't want to do that. They want to encourage people to use alternative means of transportation. And they do offer some alternatives. There's a discounted bus pass, a city bus pass, for the neighborhoods immediately surrounding the campus. There is a free shuttle called the Rainbow Shuttle. And if you drive in that area, you might have seen it. It makes stops in Palolo, Manoa, Makiki, and that's free for students and faculty. But a lot of commuters do seem to prefer their cars still. Hawaii's a car culture, and that creates this problem of parking scarcity. And we have this situation where demand for parking exceeds supply, but the supply is not going to increase, and that's what the university has said, which to me sounded like a pretty basic economics problem. So I wanted to talk to an economist about it, and I spoke with Professor John Lynam, who's an economics professor at UH. And this is how he said he kind of assessed the situation.
From a purely economist perspective, parking, especially on upper campus, is too cheap. And so more people want to buy it at the current price than there are spots available. In all these cases, the most efficient way to allocate parking would be to raise the price. If people think that's unfair, there may be other ways that kind of addresses some of the inequality concerns, but could still get you at a more efficient outcome. One way might be, instead of charging people a set price, it could be a percentage of your salary so that wealthier faculty are not favored over a more junior faculty. I mean, one way that would be very efficient is just to have a lottery amongst everybody that wants it, but then allow people to transfer those to other faculty members if they so, or students if they so wish to do so.
So, Gavin, that's a pretty basic principle of economics, is that if demand exceeds supply, the price is too low and you need to raise it. Probably a lot of people out there were shrieking at their radio when they heard that as a solution. But the basic logic is that if it was more expensive, it wouldn't be as attractive. Fewer people would do it. And then alternatives like the bus or something else would be more attractive. There are special passes for carpooling that are cheaper and in a separate pool. So there are efforts made to encourage carpooling. There's cheaper passes for mopeds and motorcycles. So there are some alternatives out there that are still kind of drive-centric. And the UH Board of Regents did approve a pretty substantial increase to parking last year. It's phased in over 6 years. But by 2025, when those rates come to maturity, some of the passes will have more than doubled from what they were in 2018. So that wasn't done to address the parking shortage. That was done to fund maintenance issues associated with parking and that kind of thing. But it may have an unintended effect of reducing the shortage. John Lynam also said that UH could try using financial or social incentives to encourage people to drive less. So it could be something like awards for people who, you know, don't use their car, or some kind of financial aid for not driving.
And I know historically, too, we've seen some families in Manoa selling parking passes. You know, you pay for parking and they'll let you park on their lawn for
exactly.
$100 a month.
And that's, you know, another market solution to the problem. The university doesn't have a rule about parking in the neighborhood or not. They just have guidelines for students to do it respectfully, abide by all normal parking rules. And they said they haven't had a significant number of complaints from neighborhood boards or anything like that. And with the students I spoke to, that was a very common option, to park in a neighborhood rather than pay for the pass. And if these prices continue to increase, we may see more of that, and, you know, unclear what kind of issues that will or will not generate in the future.
Yeah, and I'd be curious to see what all the parking over at St. Francis School, since the school's not operating.
Yeah, the university, as I mentioned earlier, said they don't have any plans to increase parking that they operate and maintain. Certainly you could see a third party come in and try and offer something to students, but the administration was pretty unequivocal that they want people to drive less. They want fewer people parking on campus rather than making more parking.
Right. Okay. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing.
We've been talking with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about the parking issues at UH Manoa.